It's time for the Chamber Member-to-Member Focus, brought to you by the Windham Area Chamber of Commerce, designed to promote local and area businesses and help us understand why shopping local is so important to keeping our community strong. Here now is the Assistant Chamber Director, Katie Greener.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Steve. I'm Katie Greener from the Windham Chamber, and today I have a guest. This is Kelly Cleven, and she is the coordinator for Meals on Wheels. Thanks for being here, Kelly.
Thanks, Katie, for having me today.
Yeah, awesome. So, and just as a reminder, Member to Member is something we do every month to feature our chamber members, especially those in like-minded industries, and to interview them, hear a little more about who they are, and kind of get to know some of the faces behind the familiar businesses in town. So, Kelly, you're the site coordinator for Meals on Wheels. Could you just tell us a little more who you are, where you're from?
Sure. Like Katie said, my name is Kelly Cleven. I'm the site coordinator for the Meals on Wheels program here in Windham. We also do service the Mountain Lake area. I've been in Windham for 11 years now. My husband's family is from the area, so I consider it a transfer, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But really liking it, really like our job, my job, that I can service those in our town.
Yeah, that's amazing. So 11 years. So backing up, how did you first get involved with Meals on Wheels?
When my kids started to go back to school, I had been a stay-at-home mom for probably 7-8 years with my two younger kids. I have 3 kids total. But once the kids were in school, I was looking for something to do part-time but still be able to available for school-related stuff. So it just happened to be a job opening, right place at the right time, I guess, and just been loving it ever since.
Yeah. And for anyone out there who doesn't know what Meals on Wheels is, can you just give us a recap? What is Meals on Wheels?
Sure. Meals on Wheels is a line of service offered by Lutheran Social Services of Minnesota. We frequently call it just LSS Meals. We do Meals on Wheels within the city limits of Windham, and I said Mountain Lake. We do provide a hot, nutritious meal each day, Monday through Friday, for older Americans. For those people age 60 and over can receive our meals for a suggested donation. Anyone can actually receive our meals. It's just kind of based on age requirements. Those under age 60 would need to pay the full price of our meals, which is currently $8.75. That can change each year. Our meals are planned by a licensed dietitian, and we get those for the month. So people who maybe want to know what we're serving for the entire month, they can pick and choose. It certainly doesn't have to be every day of the week. We do also offer frozen meals for weekends. Some people take advantage of that when we don't have our hot meals. Other times people are just like, you know, I need a little help with my meals after a surgery, or I've been sick. I need a little help in the nutrition department, trying to get myself to feel a little bit better, and they can certainly call and use our meals for those times too.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds like a lot of coordination, and you are the site coordinator. What is some parts of your job?
I'm the point of contact for people who have any questions regarding our program, kind of starting it up. Mm-hmm. I do make sure that people in our community on a route. Like here in Windham, we have 3 different routes, and we have some wonderful volunteers from our community who help deliver those meals each day. So I just make sure those people get on the route that they need, that's the easiest to get the route. Meals to them when they're hottest and freshest. Also, too, we can kind of adapt our meals to some dietary needs that people might have, whether it's low sodium or a diabetic, if they need to be heart healthy, and certainly any food allergies, too.
Mm-hmm. And you told me earlier that there's about 40 households who are on all the routes total in Windham?
Correct. Right now, we do about 40 Meals on Wheels here in Windham, and we do about 20 to 25 in Mountain Lake as well each day.
Talk about just through the years, this service. I mean, I think most people are familiar with it, and as far as I know, it's been around for a while. But how, in your time, in your 11 years, how have you seen the needs of older Americans change, or just the service delivery of Meals on Wheels adjust?
Sure. The changes are always kind of part of the job, and that's maybe what makes it interesting too. Certainly the last few years with the pandemic, when COVID first hit, it was kind of like, oh my, what are we going to do? Mm. We need to get these people these meals that they need, but we can't talk to them. We can't hand them their meal. How do we adjust? And so we've had some wonderful leadership from my regional manager and our director for LSS Meals too, that they were able to make a plan that we were able to stay open the entire time of COVID. Wow. We didn't have to shut down at all. We just kind of had to adjust a little bit and continue on. So it was just wonderful that it wasn't ever anybody was without a meal. And certainly then saying that too, it was really great that if people couldn't get out of their homes because they were down with COVID and, you know, you had to quarantine for those weeks, or it's maybe even become supply chain. We can't always get the groceries that we need at the grocery store. So we know that these are nice, nutritious meals that people can get and meet their needs each day.
Hmm. That's amazing. And so, like you said, with the pandemic adjusting, have there been some changes that are kind of now there to stay since then? Maybe things you realize that you're like, oh, let's do this forever.
We are now kind of going back to some of our pre-pandemic ways, our congregate meals, our dine-in. We do offer our meals also Monday through Friday at the Wyndham Community Center. Dinner is served at 11:30. We are open to dine-in again. We probably did have to shut that down for about a year and a half, where we weren't allowed to have people together at all.
Right.
So some of those people then did switch over to Meals on Wheels, or we were able to continue serving those people by just delivering the meals to the home instead of having them come in. Now, too, we are starting to get together back in person. I know some people are still receiving those meals that they, you know, maybe needed from the pandemic and different things. So it's just been nice that we can continue doing what we do without really too much interruption. One nice change I would say is that we have done, people often ask, how do I contribute to my meals and things like that? We used to have a contribution box at our meal site if people would come in, or we would do monthly billings, but now it's all through by mail. And so it's just really nice now people can come in and dine at our meal site or receive the meals as they need them. And then I will count how many meals they receive. We send out a letter at the end of the month saying how many meals they received. And then they could just write them like once a month check and then mail that back in. So no need to worry about paying a person each day, each week, anything like that. You just get the meals you need and then make your monthly contribution.
Yeah, just streamlining that. Yeah. And it sounds like there's, like you explained, a lot of volunteers to make this happen. What are some of those volunteer roles? And maybe if there's someone out there who's interested in being involved, like what are those open opportunities right now?
Certainly. Without the volunteers, we could not make our program run as smoothly as it does. Many of the churches in Wyndham and Mountain Lake have a member who coordinates drivers for us each of the months. Most of the churches take a month at a time. And with our routes that we do, it requires 6 people to deliver each day. It's kind of easier to do. One person can drive the route, and then the other person can take the meals to the doors. For people getting involved, they can certainly volunteer through their local church, or there are a couple months where I am responsible for finding those volunteer drivers and such like that. So if people are willing to or interested in learning how to volunteer, they can certainly call me at our meal site. We can also just sometimes people say, oh, I'd like to volunteer, but I don't really know my schedule. They can certainly be a fill-in. Many of the churches are looking for extra people who maybe need to fill in here and there if some of their people, something comes up and they're not able to deliver on the day that they were scheduled to.
Mm-hmm. I know, I'm just thinking of my own faith community, and we have volunteers with our church, and some of the women who coordinate that, I just have so much respect for them. They really are passionate about this program, and I can see how much work it takes to get volunteers because people are really busy, but I'm grateful for the people who have been part of it. I haven't been able to since being in Wyndham, but I've seen the announcements, and it just there's some conflicts with my work schedule at the moment, but man, it's such an important service, and it's something that maybe is so basic people forget about it, but talk about just how important it is to have nutritious meals for older residents.
I'm sure we've all heard kind of that you are what you eat type of motto in a way, and certainly even myself, I've learned that the better you eat, the better you feel. And so I know many of the people who use our services are maybe widowed or are widowers, or maybe they're just older single people. And even for myself, it's just hard to cook for one person, hard to cook that good meal, nutritious meal, get those fruits and vegetables or whatnot. That it's just easier to maybe get a microwave meal, or it's easier to certainly go to the drive-thru, which, you know, after time isn't the best option always. So that's just nice that people can get our meals, get that nutrition they need. We do, our meals are planned out and they're kind of on a 5-week rotation, so it's not necessarily the same meals every time. And I do try to change it up. I know we do offer sometimes we can do a cook's choice where our cook maybe picks something, a favorite to make. And certainly we do also offer what we call a signature meal once a month. That's kind of a favorite meal of the diners. And around here, it's kind of your meat and potatoes, your roast beef and mashed potatoes kind of meals that we all like. So,
yeah, absolutely. Tell us before we go here, what has been the most rewarding part of your job?
It's just helping those people, like I say, that may be alone in their homes and those sorts of things. Certainly, I have a number of families who call and ask to set up this program, a meal service for their aging parents or family members that they care for. And even if they don't live here in town, having that meal delivered every day is also a welfare check to make sure that they're okay, that, you know, and it's part of the job. And too, you know, there's been a few times where I've had to reach out to those family members and say, you know, we delivered the meal today, but she just seemed really kind of sick or not, you know, maybe you want to follow up. And it's just almost kind of peace of mind too for those family members who may live out of town that your loved one is being checked on.
Yeah, absolutely. So if there's someone out there who's maybe been on the fence about whether they want to sign up for Meals on Wheels or is thinking about being involved, you know, volunteering like you were talking about, where can they go to learn more?
They can come to the Community Center building, the Wyndham Community Center building. I am there Monday through Friday in the mornings, 8:30 to 12:30. They can certainly call the office at 831-6161, whether they want to sign up for services or even just give it a try. I've had many people just have tried it for a couple of weeks, see what you think. Same thing for volunteering. They can call that office number as well. And if you're looking to possibly volunteer and deliver those Meals on Wheels, most of our routes only take 30 or to 45 minutes. So hopefully that's something, if they're really interested in, they can work with their employers to get maybe a little extended lunch hour or something like that. So it's a great opportunity for people to serve those in the community without being a huge time commitment.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kelly, thanks so much for being on the show today. I'm glad to have you again. This is our member-to-member feature for the month of June. This is Kelly Cleven from Meals on Wheels. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much.